This is Weather Operations. Weather Operations, all spotters report to Weather Ops. All spotters report to Weather Ops. We are monitoring a storm approaching. It's going to be about an hour out, but we need to be ready for it. So go ahead and start headed this way. All units, be advised, we're now at alert level red, tornado warning for East Central Christian County. East Central Christian County, tornado warning.
Weather Ops, spotter T3.
Christian County. We have a radar indicated tornado we're observing right now east of Hopkinsville moving northeast towards Todd County. Not a lot, but some rotation, but we don't see an actual tornado on radar. Okay, units responding to the possible tornado. We are not seeing any tight rotation. We do see a little bit. However, approach that area with caution. National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for that area. Stand by, I'll try to give you a more accurate location on where we see the strongest. This will be at the intersection of Shallow Church Road and A.J. Draper Road. Shallow Church Road and A.J. Draper Road is where we see the strongest on it right now. This is Weather Operations. Attention all units. All units, be advised, the tornado warning issued by the National Weather Service has now been canceled. Tornado threat has diminished. That tornado warning has been canceled. We're now turning our attention to the storm to the west. That's where we need to concentrate. All units, proceed west.
64, Weather Ops. Where's position at?
Mike, I think that some of this, the heavier stuff is drifting off towards the northeast, up towards Parallel Forest, Dawson Springs, around the northwest of Crofton. Wouldn't mind having somebody up in that direction just in case.
Well, I'm pulling a Huey and heading that way.
Spotter 60 to Weather Ops. I'm at North 41 in the bypass. Would you like me to stay here?
I think, yeah, probably so. You'll be able to look from the on the south end of it and see anything that's happening on the south side of that storm.
Spotter 60,
10-4. Yes, be advised, the storm north of Katy's has now picked up a quarter-inch hail marker moving northeast from north, just north of Katy's. 19, go ahead.
You have a team that should already be heading to Crofton.
Roger that, but looks like there's going to be a little bit more action up that way too. So there looks to be a bow echo headed right into that area, maybe even towards Kelly, between Kelly and Crofton. The other team isn't in place just yet.
64 without. Guess our best measure is going to be take me around Parkway and go straight into 800 that way.
Okay. Just be advised though, it might overtake you, so be careful on it. You know, I don't know. I think I'd take 41 up.
Well, I'll change direction here that way.
If we get much in the way of wind, some of those trees may start coming down, so we need to keep an eye on it.
Mike, be careful on your end as well, because this is going to be rain right from where I'm at. Looking in your direction, it's going to be hard to see.
Roger that, Mike. Thank you.
64 without break.
We're about a mile north of Kelly. It is torrential rain and high winds.
64, do you have an estimated wind?
5 miles per hour.
Oh, yes, stand by. New warning coming in. Stand by. Okay, yes, that warning is for Clarksville, Montgomery County, severe thunderstorm for Montgomery and Stewart. Movement on that storm to northeast Bay Cliff, your area down that way, Bob.
Been watching this. As soon as I drop off my AWS, I'll be full available.
In the best spot for that one.
Highway 800 in effect
zone. I repeat your traffic.
Finishing off of Highway 800 North Charleston, effect zone.
Roger that.
12, Doc.
Go ahead, 12.
We're getting ready to leave over here. You want us to come over or go to Crofton?
Get up in Crofton right at the moment. Let's bring you back and move you out Princeton Road just a tad.
10.
Your location right now.
Parking lot still is PT.
Out Princeton Road, and proceed no further than Sinking Fork Church at this time.
Cool.
Oh yes, oh yes, be advised, we are now under a tornado watch. A tornado watch has been issued. Stand by for further details. The watch is in effect until 9 p.m. Tornado threat is increasing into the early evening hours. We advise tornado watch is now in effect. All units are at the alert level orange at this time. Alert level orange. Christian County Weather Operations to Todd County Dispatch.
All right, I'm going to call my VA Capital.
Weather Service says there's a storm track in there. It's one that was down in Clarksville that produced the severe thunderstorm warning. It's moving northeast at 45, headed in towards Guthrie and Allensville. They report half-inch hail, winds in excess of 40, but they also advise torrential rainfall occurring with the storm may lead to localized flooding, so just so they'd be informed of that. Roger that. Oh, yes, just be advised, we are still at alert orange. We are under a tornado watch until 9 p.m. They are expecting more serious storms in here in a little while, so we will have a little lull for maybe an hour or so before we start back out.
527, Weather Ops, radio check.
You were 10-2, which unit was it?
27.
Yeah, I got you loud and clear. Are you on location?
Negative, not yet. We're just checking radio, make sure everything's working.
Simple. All units be advised, FYI, large tornado appears to be on the ground in just across the border in Tennessee, just below Fulton. It is approaching the Kentucky border. Just giving you FYI heads up on that.
Four, copy.
12, copy.
Okay, units be advised, the tornado warning has been issued for Fulton and Graves County in Kentucky. Tornado warning for that area there.
64, weather out.
64.
Actually, you want us to position on Morgan Lane?
Just try to find you a spot up in there and park on the side of the road, or you go on up around that curve, and there may be a road off to the left. If you're going up towards the straight stretch there, just a little bit, should be a road, a little drive or something to the left you can park into. Copy that. All units be advised, the line is now between 30 and 45 minutes out. 30 and 45 minutes out. It is still pretty much severe. Weather operations units in the south. All units in the south be advised, severe thunderstorm. Warning in effect for Dover and whatever that county is. Moving northeast, Stewart County, moving northeast. Looks like it will be in South Christian in about 20 minutes.
Copy.
31 copy.
Copy. 60 copy. Yes, be advised, this is a storm in the cluster that's extended up into probably looks like the lakes area around Western Creek. All units along the western side, be prepared to expect strong winds. We have received reports that the storm in Stewart County has 60 mile per hour winds in it. It is moving northeast to 55.
Spotter G3, copy.
All units be advised, new warning just went out for Creek County. Severe thunderstorm warning with wind gusts of 60 miles per hour. Movement is east northeast. At 65. Okay, all units be advised, we are watching a severe storm in Trigg. The trajectory looks like it's going to go through across the county line up into probably Kelly and Crofton. Be advised, this one is one we've got to watch closely, so 19, you and your team's going to need to be prepared to move back at a moment's notice. So we'll try to watch a little bit longer and let you stay as long as we can.
10-1.
Be advised, it also is trying to hook. We do have some rotation in it, so this one right here is potentially be dangerous. Weather Office 24
and 31. Go ahead, Weather Office.
Northwest, we have a rotation, a couple of levels over that way on that storm. You may be able to get a glimpse of it.
10-4, I've got my eyes aimed that direction and watching for any signs of lightning to highlight anything.
Right at the moment, we don't see a funnel or anything indicated yet. 10-4. Everybody else hang tight and back down the hatches. We're fixing to get hammered here in a little bit. It looks like that area that we were looking at has been replaced by an area a little further to the south around the Linton area, so that would be to your southwest somewhat, so keep an eye from west to southwest, and that's the one we're getting concerned about.
10-4, we're going to keep eyes peeled in both areas, that way we make sure we don't miss anything.
One, that would also be advisable for you guys. You're going to be more able to catch it. It may be rain wraps, so we'll have to watch it really close. Watch for lightning. We're seeing that as well.
Weather Ops 31, just be advised. We have just registered a wind gust of 34.3 at the moment. We will keep an eye on to make sure if it goes up any higher.
Okay, this is a tornado warning for Stewart County. That means that you guys in the south, this is headed up your way, so keep a very, very close eye on that. We'll try to watch it from here on radar as well. 35, go ahead. Okay, check with Weather 3 down there. He's in command of that area down there. He can just look, keep them where you are. Hey, why can you repeat the wind speed you recorded? 3 different areas in that storm we're having to watch in Trigg County, so all units on the western border, we're going to have to keep a close eye on what's happening here. If you think you need to bug out, let me know and run. Okay, you're pulling back, 60, pulling back. What about you guys? Are you still gonna hang tough?
Well, I went in 60 on that bypass, so if I had to quick.
So just keep a really close eye out. These things are dangerous. Okay, extreme caution. We think that there'd be a good chance for an embedded front ender. All units along the line, be prepared for 60 mile per hour winds to impact you when it gets to you.
Radar scope, and it's showing up really bright.
Hold on, we're looking. Okay, 31, we do have rotation just to your west. It's not terribly strong, but it's enough to be concerned about.
For we're paying attention to conditions, we're preparing for bug out just in case.
Weather up, spotter, G3.
31 bug out. 31 bug out, we'll move back towards the east, towards the town.
For 31 is bugging out at this time.
Yes, sir. Park focus 101, Tornado 1. Appreciate it.
Name written on it, so keep a close watch on there. It is moving northeast. I do expect that part of Kentucky will go into warning shortly.
34, 35, 66, 67. Copy that last radio traffic.
Well, sorry, whenever you think we need to bug out, let me know and we'll bug out.
Okay, everybody, Christian County is now under a severe thunderstorm warning. It looks like most of the entire county is under the warning. They're advising 60 mile an hour plus winds. Special attention will need to be in the south where that tornadic storm is moving up towards Oak Grove.
35 copy. 4 copy.
57 copy.
Like the whole line's gone severe, so, you know, find a place, hunker it down. The ones I'm concerned about be the ones in the south where the tornadic storm is approaching up that way.
31, we're having reduced visibility. We're starting to increase crosswinds on our right side as we're heading back towards town. Just being advised.
10-1, copy direct. Are you able to maintain direction of travel?
Maintaining our direction of travel. We have no other choice. The weather is starting to get kind of choppy out here.
19, are you guys in the corner? Roger that. All units in the west, 47, y'all back up a little bit. I'm concerned about the situation deteriorating that way. 10-4, what's your conditions there?
Rain, right about 10 to 20 mile an hour inflow wind.
Okay, yes, Scott, you're going to need to back up towards town. You've got a storm just about to your location that has a notch in it we are concerned about. It looks very intense, so back on up. Even though you've got light rains right now, it's about to get bad real quick. Okay, are you going to be able to move or are you stuck?
We're having about 3 feet of visibility and we're starting to take on a large object. Just hit the vehicle. We're continuing bug out.
Okay, are you in trouble?
At the moment, we're just going to keep going and I'm going to keep advising.
Area, full camel car, so the area looks like
at Lafayette down in Tennessee, that whole area there is dangerous. Well, you and your team should be safe for the time being, but it ain't gonna last long. We're gonna need to move you somewhere or another, but there's not much place to move you, to tell you the truth, other than back towards Hopkinsville. That looks like that might be the only the only safe area.
One, we're starting to have signs now. We're coming up towards Southern States. We've had a wind direction change. Visibility still low, and we're getting estimated 9 size hail.
All right, guys, you do have signs down. Any other debris? Estimated wind speed 31.
Full sail at this time. We're still trying to run.
We're going. Okay, 60, return to ops. 60, return to ops. 22, what's your status? 31, you have your beacon on. Have you got your GPS beacon?
35, weather ops.
Go ahead.
Anywhere else. If not, we will return to weather ops.
We have two spotter units headed towards Talbot Manor where 19's mother, evidently a tree went through the window there. We don't know anything about injuries yet.
We want to return to weather ops.
It looks like
you
got hit too.
Okay, what year is this? 10-4. Report that to your spotter chief and have him check that out as well.
I'm here right now.
They're advising nobody else to come down in this area. We have EMS, I've got fire, I've got everybody.
He's in that area. Did anybody advise?
Chief 3.
Talk about tornado damage up on Overseas Lane. I'm going to be heading that way. Having some of the crews get some of these big boards out of the roadway. Stop the
pictures. Okay, we're starting getting damage reports in other areas. Hang on just a second.
Reports I'm getting on the fire radio is that story of one of that buildings over there was just in time.
Kmart up here close to the J.C. Penney behind the building. We have a ripped tree here and a power pole that's leaning really pretty good back here.
Go for weather ops.
Street.
Alright, I'm gonna head over to Overby Lane now.
Weather op 22.
Spotter G3 to weather op. Yeah, I'm gonna say this wood is coming from the apartment complex.
Hey, 10-4. Do we know of any injuries over there yet?
There's the ambulance EMS over there, but over here underneath the underpass, none. I just told them to clear the main, take debris off the roadway, and then they can leave.
With our people, and keep everything organized.
Blaine, like I said, there's tornado damage up there.
Much of that. If you see 22, have them contact me ASAP.
22. Weather off, 31. Roger, we are over here by Powell Welding. I'm going to check on 19th condition and see how it's going.
Under the bypass over here on Kenrod Parkway.
Do not get out of protest in any form or fashion. We'll call it in, okay?
Side is on the other side of the road, so we got the traffic stopped, so they're not going that way. We are underneath the Kenrod Parkway. On Cranbrook Road, just before you get to Hopkinsville Electric system service.
Bypass, we got damage on, I can't really, there's a fence that's down and there's a whole bunch of other stuff, so mark that down for the damage. It's leading towards Overby Lane, so it was something.
Yeah.
I want to know if I can tell you there's major transmission lines down in this location also.
Report on that, and I've got to call in to them.
We could not get to Calvin Manor. We're set up under the underpass with the other spotters temporarily.
Copy that. If you're not actively out there doing something right now, come on back to ops.
Be advised, rescue squad is heading down Federal Parkway.
Northbound, southbound. Cut yourself off, repeat. Wait a second before you speak. Repeat, all I got was bound.
Bound.
127.
The side that we're on actually has a lot of debris. There's nobody over blocking traffic. He wants to maintain and block this area.
Copy that. Go ahead and block that until law enforcement or rescue can relieve you.
Weather off, 31.
This is weather off, Jack Conley. Go ahead.
I'm outside of the apartment. I see 19. I'm standing by at the moment. I'm assisting with trying to contact ATS.
Weather off, 31.
Roger, can you see if you contact ATS and get them out here? It's got down transmission lines all over the place. And law enforcement is assisting residents out of the area.
Right now.
10-4. be advised I am on site with 19 now.
That's 10-4-31.
Weather off 31. We're going to need a team out here. There is, hold on, 119 is going to talk.
Weather operations is Spotter Team 3.
Here, it is completely blocked off. They do have a wildfire down. We have one building out here completely collapsed. We have another one missing. It's roof. We have several missing their roof. Several windows broken out, including the one above my mother's head on her in her bed. And it looks like a war zone out here.
Being confirmed injuries.
Yes, you may need to get with Chief Montgomery after the fact, because they have got it completely out here. You have to walk in and walk out. They're getting everybody out of their apartments and taking them to the leasing office for head count.
Report the National Weather Service in. Any other assistance needed?
I can get with my Chief Montgomery and find out, but as of right now, they're requesting nobody else in. We had to walk in.
Weather ops, this is Spotter G3. Yeah, we got some damage up here on Overbeat Lane. I want to mark that down, too.
What kind of damage is that?
Parts gone, debris all over, fence knocked over. There's debris everywhere.
Transmission on what the next bout weather is. Do we have any more coming in, or I'll be here now?
Send you back out if need. Okay?
The information on right now.
Hey.
I do have some damage coming in from Dogwood Kelly Road, camper overturned, numerous trees down, so I need to get someone up there to get damage pictures.
Hey, go to Dogwood Kelly.
Yeah, 4460 Dogwood Kelly Road.
Yes, I'm not familiar with that area.
Greenville Road. Three, you want me to have any other teams assist you up there on that?
Do if they're available. If not, no.
We'll book another spot that wants to get on this side of the highway.
Anybody else?
I can.
What's your location right now?
Timber Grove Bypass, but there's three of us out here. I've got one side blocked off. There's two other vehicles got the other side blocked off.
Team going up to assist three on that other damage up on Dogwood Kelly. That would be Spotters, three, that would be Spotters 25, 27, and whatever pound the number is.
25, 27, and 36.
intercom. Go ahead, 19.
Leaving Townsend Manor. EM to check the boulevard by Audio Festival.
Go ahead, Rock 21.
Go ahead, 31.
Roadblockers
to at 218
Drive and
Canton
Drive.
You're on traffic control, correct?
Yeah, law enforcement, I have a person come up and we call the media to send them, so we're coming up to the same time.
That's 10431. 19, go ahead.
Boulevard Audio Special is right next to Wendy's. Their entire roof is gone.
Roger that. Can you get photos?
We're trying to get some.
It's weather ops. What unit has Chad, camera crew, with you?
Here with me, 64.
What's your location?
Pembroke Road before the underpass, blocking traffic.
Do you have somebody that can bring him to me at Audio Specialist on the boulevard next to Wendy's, please?
Roger that, I'll bring him over.
10-4.
Weather up, 47. Go ahead, 47.
Yes, that street wind cleared on Lafayette Road. I did it first for myself with the bare cutters. I had somebody hang out to it. Anywhere else y'all need to discuss it?
Report to ops.
10-4, on the way to ops.
64 to 19.
Go ahead.
What's your exact location?
Right next to Wendy, on the boulevard.
When, weather operations, Spotter Chief 3.
Go ahead.
We're on the Southwest Coast Church Road. There's two trees over, blown over. It looks like the new system wasn't very good. Also, it's a travel trailer that is pulled behind the truck that's flipped over.
We're headed back to weather ops.
64-31. 64, go. Go ahead, PD is taking over traffic control now.
This is that, now back to
10-4.
64, weather ops.
64, this is 31, go ahead.
Be careful if you're coming this way, there's all kind of emergency vehicles, fire department, EMS, at the courthouse.
Just going ahead and continue on to weather ops, and we can confirm anything from there.
To the house.
Are you returning home?
10-4.
Copy that. Have yourself a good night, 64.
10-4, 64 out.
64, weather out.
sure that you turn off the bypass.
What side of the bypass? North, south, east, west?
On towards Todd County as soon as you come off the bypass. Martin Luther King.
Copy that.
Down power lines, damage fence. Look like possibly some houses damaged.
Any emergency services out in that area?
Other than that's it. The electric company's out here, that's all.
Okay, that just means all the rest of the EMS and everyone's probably already been in the area.
Yes.
Be safe, 64. Just take note of anything further as you head out that way.
When you turn off of 68 that goes to the left, I can't remember the name of the road, but I've got debris everywhere. Corner now, they're standing out front.
Weather operation shutting down. 0008.